Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Luke Kennedy from Lifehouse in Orsak. Today, I want to talk to you about a really important subject. I believe it's going to encourage you. It's from the Bible. I want to talk to you about the roots in our lives, the foundations in our lives. I call this message, "It's All About the Roots." Roots are very important. Now, oftentimes when we look at things in life, we see what's above the surface. We see the building looks amazing. We see the crops. We've been growing some things at my house. I'll show you a little bit later. But we've been growing some crops. But it's really what's underneath the surface that's really, really important. And so it is with us. What's happening on the inside, the roots or the foundations of our life cannot change, must not change. They're really important. And Jesus told a story about this in my favorite book of the Bible, Luke chapter 6. I'm going to read it for you. I hope you can read along with me. It's going to be on the screen here. Verse 47 and 48. Here we go. Let's read together the Bible. "Whoever comes to me and hears my words," this is Jesus speaking, he says, "I'll show you what that person is like. He is like a man who is building a house, who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. When the flood arose, the storms came, when coronavirus came," it doesn't say that in the Bible, but we're going to add that in. It says the streams vehemently beat the house, but it could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. Whatever we're going through, as long as the foundations are good, we are going to stand up strong. So I want to talk to you today, and I want to ask you this question to start off with. How's your roots doing? What's the condition of your roots right now? Are you healthy? Are you strong? Are you getting stronger through this process that we're going through in the world right now? I want to tell you, you can. There's some roots in your life that are really important. I want to touch on three of them today. Three things that we really need to keep strong to protect. They're really valuable. And if they are strong, I believe everything else will take care of itself. Everything else will be okay. The first thing, are you ready for this? The first thing that we really need to protect is the root of our relationship with Jesus. Our relationship with Jesus is the most important thing in our lives, in your life, in my life today. The Bible describes our relationship with Jesus like this. This is really encouraging. Listen to this. In Colossians chapter 2, it says, "And now, just as you receive Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him." The same way, the same full of gracious, the same way I received Jesus as a 14-year-old, putting up my hand and saying, "Jesus, come into my life." That grace, nothing because of how good I am, but how good he is. That's the same way that we are to continue to follow him in this situation. Then it says, "Let your roots grow down deeply into him." Our roots are meant to be in him. "And let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth that you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness." Wow. What a picture of an amazing life. Our roots going down deep in Jesus, my faith getting stronger, and an overflow of thankfulness in my life. This is a great life. This is what I want. Jesus is really the source of our lives. If you want more life right now, I tell you, everything you need is in Jesus. I started reading the Bible and journaling, trying to build a relationship with Jesus from when I was 14 years old. It was a simple process. Honestly, I just read a little bit of God's word every day, and I found just what this scripture said was happening in me. Every day, it felt like I was getting stronger in my faith, and my thankfulness was overflowing. Whatever's happening in your life today, I want to encourage you, keep on in God's word, because it will make you strong. Through this time, there's going to be some people who get weaker, but there's going to be far more people who get stronger. And I want to tell you today that the way that we can get stronger is through loving God's word. Jesus said, "If you build on my word, you are going to have a strong life. No matter what comes, you will be strong." I want to show you just a little picture of why roots are so important. Why Jesus is saying they're so important. So I want to take you on a little tour, okay, right now. We're going to go a little tour to my house, and I'm going to show you a little picture of my garden. Here we go. Well, hey, everyone, and welcome to my garden. I'm here with my daughter, Lucy. Say hi, Lucy.
Hi.
How you doing, everyone? So we're surrounded by garden life here. This has been such a great fun thing to do for us during the quarantine time. And here, this is one of my favorite things growing in our garden. It's microgreens. It's what we eat in our salads. Do you love this?
Yeah.
It's pretty good, right? They grow so fast and they're really, really cool. Some of these things, you have to be careful about cutting them because they'll die. But what I really love about this one, and Lucy loves this, you can actually see that we've actually started cutting it. But one of the things that you love about this is you can cut it and then it grows right back. Pretty cool. You plant it once, you just keep on eating it. Now you can see in here, if you just come a little closer, come in here a little closer, you can see where we've actually cut it before. And this is from like yesterday. This is from like 2 days ago. So it's actually been growing back, which is great. This hasn't been touched yet. Lucy, would you like to cut this?
Yeah.
Lucy loves cutting things. So what we're going to do here is we're going to cut it. But there's something special that you need to know about cutting this. And that is we can't cut it into the roots, right?
Yeah.
We've got to be careful not to cut it too deeply. Otherwise, it will die. So we're going to cut a little bit now. So what are you going to hold the top? Hold the top and then you can cut. Cut the leaves. Wait a second. Cut the leaves. Good. Good job. You want to eat that? You want to try it?
Huh?
How is it?
Good.
Tastes pretty good. Well, if we could just go in under here, I can grab a hold of a bunch and just cut it like this. And all of a sudden, we've got these beautiful green leaves to eat right now. And they're ready to eat. The thing is, you're going to notice is we can't touch the roots. This is what's really important. If you touch the roots, it's going to die. You can cut everything else, you can eat everything else, as long as you don't touch the roots. And so it is with us as well. And so it is with us. Welcome back. I love this because, you know, our spiritual life is so much like that. No matter what happens on the outside, no matter what happens to us, we can even get cut down a little bit by life's circumstances. But as long as our roots are strong in Jesus, as long as we are secure and safe in Jesus, you know what? We are going to grow back stronger. What I love about those lettuce leaves that I was just showing you was the more you cut them, the more they grow back even more in abundance. This is also the case with us as Christians. Christians all over the world, when we go through challenges, we don't get weaker, we actually get stronger. I watched a YouTube video recently when I was planting those seeds, and the expert was saying, as the seeds start to grow up, the roots are pretty weak. So he said, what you do is you run your fingers through them and stir them up a little bit, shake them up a little bit. Don't let them get too comfortable, because if you shake them up a little bit, what actually happens is you don't kill them. It doesn't hurt them. It actually makes the roots dig down deeper into the soil. This is the same thing with us as a Christian. The more challenge we actually go through, if we respond well, if we keep our roots strong, we actually will get stronger through this process. This is great news for us today. So can I ask you this question? Let's have a little bit of interaction right now. Can I ask you this question? How are your roots doing? Are you getting stronger? Maybe if you're next to someone right now, why don't you just take a moment and ask them the question. Are your roots getting stronger right now? Are your roots getting stronger right now? Just elbow somebody. Are your roots getting stronger right now? Let's encourage each other. Come on, you can get stronger. Come on, you can get stronger. And if you feel like you're in a moment of weakness right now, at the end, I want to really pray for you, because I believe God's strength can come into your life. The second key root that we need to protect is the family of God. The family of God is so important in every season, but especially in this season. Psalm 92 is a verse that I learned as a teenager, as a new Christian. And it's such a powerful verse. It's a picture, again, of roots being strong. Here we go. Let's read it together. Psalm 92, verse 12. It says, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. These are huge trees. Those who are, listen to it, planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing. They to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock. And there is no unrighteousness in him. This is such a great picture for us here today. Whenever we get planted in the house of God, there's things that happen in our life that it causes us to flourish. Why is that? Well, what we've got to understand is that soil is really, really powerful. And the different kinds of soil, the soil that you choose to plant your life in, will actually really affect your life. It will really affect the roots. It will really affect just everything about your life. If you try to plant a seed on the road, it's not going to do very well, right? But if you plant it in amazing soil, it's going to do very well. I want to talk to you and just show you just a little picture of why soil is so, so important. Welcome back, everyone. I want to talk to you just for a moment about how important soil is. If we have a look at this soil right here, this is some good soil right here. This is full of nutrients, full of life. And the reason it is because someone has taken the time to put all of this stuff into this soil to make it really a place where life can really flourish. So in this soil, you can see there's old bits of trees that have been sown into this. Maybe where a tree is broken down or a branch has fallen off, and it's just been sown into the soil. And this is God's process. Nothing gets wasted. Everything goes back into the soil. Every moment, every season, there's more and more getting sown inside of this soil, and over generations. It just becomes so rich and so wonderful that basically you could plant anything in this soil and it's going to grow. That is the beauty of having a soil that is rich and has been through the test of time. And what comes out the other side is a richness that you can't get from anywhere else. This is why it's so important to be planted in great soil. Incredible. And the same is true in our spiritual lives here today. You know, the church is so rich in soil. There's so many things that have gone into our church to make it an amazing place, an amazing family. There's been incredible times where we've gone through difficult things that's enriched the soil. There's been the word of God that's been sown into the soil. It's made it rich. There's been powerful worship moments and conferences and people hearing from God and leaders making decisions that were good and just handling finance well and just making great decisions and forgiving each other. And so many things have gone into this soil to create a place where maybe you don't even realize it, but you are benefiting from all of the work and the nutrients that have gone into the soil to create the church. The church is so powerful. And when you plant your life in it, you will be blessed. You will flourish. Even in this season when we're, you know, it feels like we're not meeting together, you know, we're doing church online, but we are planted in the church. How can you do that right now? One of the best ways is through connect groups. Connect groups are where we get together, we can discuss God's word, we can go deeper together in relationships in God's word. It's really powerful and so important for us to stay connected right now. So let me ask you this question again. If you're next to somebody, why don't you turn to them and ask them, are you staying planted right now? Are you planted right now? Just elbow them. Look at them. Maybe they're newer to church. They don't really know too much. What maybe a different question would be, are you connected? Are you connected right now? Or are you isolated? If you're isolated, there's an opportunity. We have so many connect groups. There's going to be a link in the comments right now you could click on to take you to connect groups. We would love to welcome you. There's so many great people who have prepared a place, prepared soil for you to do so many great things in your life together with us. The third thing. Okay, is this encouraging? The third thing that we're going to talk about, the third root that's so important, and that is the great mission of Jesus. You know, the mission of Jesus has not changed. It's still the same 2,000 years ago as it is today. Even in this situation, the mission of God, it hasn't changed. It's often been called the Great Commission, which means the together mission. Us and God together, we have a purpose. We have purpose through this. We have a mission. I want to read you the last verse, Matthew 28, verse 18. It says, "And Jesus came and he spoke to them and he said, 'All authority on heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you.' And here's the great news. And I am with you always, even until the end of the age." This has not changed. Jesus is with us. We have a mission. There is a purpose. You know, sometimes when you're in isolation and by yourself, you know, quarantine, whatever the situation, you can feel a lack of purpose, but that's actually not the truth. There is purpose in your life today. If you know Jesus, you are on mission. You can be a part of this. You can share, you can encourage, you can pray. I want to encourage you to get outward focus, because when we get outward focus, it gives us purpose. And purpose is a strong thing. It's a powerful thing. This situation has caused us to do things differently. That's a great thing. It's good that God is stretching the church. I believe that God is using this situation. He didn't bring it, but he's using it just like God always does. He's using it to push the church out of our normal situations and back into the internet where everyone in the world is living. 2 billion people today are on Facebook. We are doing more than ever to reach out to them. This is a great thing, and I really believe it will affect our future in a powerful way. So maybe for some people, there needs to be a mind adjustment on mission. Doesn't look maybe necessarily the way it did before. You know, we are going to come back to church. It's going to be fantastic. I'm excited for that. But you know, there's some things that we're learning right now that we will carry into the future. In this scripture, Jesus talks to them about what the message is. The message of Jesus. He talks to them about who Jesus is going to be with them. He talks about where, the whole world. He talks about when, until the end. You know, the one thing he doesn't talk about is how. The how he leaves to you and me. How are we going to do this? How are we going to outreach? How are we going to reach more people with the good news of Jesus? He leaves that to you and to me. In this situation, we're going to continue to reach out. We're going to continue to love people and pray and reach out to our friends and invite people to church and share a link, share a blog, write something, create something, produce something that's going to share the good news of Jesus. So today, to finish, we're going to finish in a moment. today, three roots we really need to protect in our lives, to keep strong in our lives. Number one, our relationship with Jesus. This is first and foremost. Let's keep building our relationship with Jesus. Number two, the family of God is so important. It's got rich, rich soil. It's a great place to raise your family, to build your life. And number three, we are on mission. This is a foundation of our lives. It brings purpose to us. And we have a bigger opportunity than ever before. Can I just take a moment right now to pray for you in these roots? We want our roots to be strong, right? I'm going to pray for you right now. Jesus, we just pray that you would strengthen the church, that you would help us to make our roots go down deep into you, that in this situation we would not get weaker, but we would be the people getting stronger. Our roots would go stronger and deeper. And I pray for the fruitfulness, the what's happening above the soil, the results coming in the future would be bigger and stronger than ever before. Thank you for people who need to know you. God, I pray you'd speak to them. God, I pray for people that feel disconnected, you would connect them today. And we pray for people that feel a lack of purpose, that you would put purpose in their heart today to focus on others who don't know you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I hope you're encouraged today. There's just one more group of people. Before you go, don't turn off. Before you go, there's one more group of people I want to pray for. If you're watching today and you don't really have a relationship with Jesus, I'm so glad that you're watching today. I really want to welcome you. And I want to pray for you today that you can receive Jesus. Only Jesus can give you that strength in your life that no matter what happens, you cannot be shaken. We don't get that by how good we are. It's by grace. Jesus wants to come into your life if you will accept him today. So I'm going to pray a very simple prayer for anyone here who wants to receive Jesus into their life today. This is going to be a beginning. Would you pray with me? Here we go. Dear Jesus, I believe in you. Thank you for forgiving me. Come into my life and I will follow you. Amazing. That simple prayer is the beginning of an amazing relationship with Jesus. In right down below in these comments, there's going to be a comment that just says something like, do you want to believe in Jesus? If you prayed that prayer today, or you're coming back to Jesus today, would you just like that comment? Just like it. That's all you need to do. Just like it. We would love to pray for you, help you in any way we can. You know, like I said, we're a family. We're doing this together. Have a blessed week. See you soon.
Hey guys, thanks for watching.
ね、今日見てくれてありがとうございます。
If you made any decisions today, please check the description.
ね、今日決断をしたならぜひ説明欄のところを見てください。
And if you don't want to miss any other videos, please subscribe to this channel.
そして他の動画もあるのでぜひチャンネル登録してください。
And we want you to like this video as well.
そしてこの動画をLikeしてほしいです。
So smash this like button.
ね、Likeボタン押してください。